We turned you last night to Matthew 20, 21 and 22 to show you how the Lord confirmed the prophecy of Daniel with regard to the war upon Jerusalem and the destruction of the city. Matthew 22 and 7 is an exact confirmation of Daniel 9 and 26. The city and the murderers, the city and the sanctuary would be destroyed as a result of the crucifixion of Christ. But now the temple is restored. The temple is built. And hear what the Lord says, the abomination is there. What you read of in Daniel 9 and Daniel 11 and Daniel 12. What Revelation 13 speaks about. The beast will set up, will have an image of himself made. As I said last night, the times of the Gentiles began with an image. And began with people being commanded to bow before the image. The times of the Gentiles will end with an image. And with men commanded to bow to that image. And if they don't receive the mark of the beast and bow to the image, then they will be persecuted and killed. The abomination of desolation. That's in the middle of the 70th week. The commencement of the time of the end. This is the question the disciples ask. When shall the end be? What shall be the time? What shall be the end of the age? And at the end of the age, the Lord says, it will begin with this abomination of desolation placed in the wing of the temple. It'll be the image of the beast spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. Now I want you to turn down to another word in verse 21. We've already drawn attention to the intervening verses as a word of caution, a word of warning to those that were the remnant to flee at that time from Jerusalem. I want you to read verse 15 and verse 21 together. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation. Then shall be the tribulation, the great one. When? When you shall see the abomination of desolation. Here is a clear indication as to when the great tribulation will begin. It will set in. The 70th week will have gone, the first half of it will have run its course. But along with this now, we have the great tribulation. And see how the Lord describes this. The beginning of the world from such as was not from the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. This is greater than what Daniel said. Daniel said that time would be the worst since ever nations came into being. But here the Lord says, there has never been anything like it in the annals of human history. It'll be a time of unprecedented suffering. It'll be a time of unprecedented calamities. The trumpets of Revelation will be blown. The vials of Revelation will be poured out. This chapter is expanded for us in full in Revelation chapter 6 to chapter 19. It's the future. Time is divided into past, present and future, yet it's one time. Today never becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes today. Next week becomes this week. Next year, this year.
the future. The river time flows not from the past into the future, but from the future into the past. And here we are coming on to the future, and it's coming. This day of great tribulation, centered in Jerusalem, but global in its character. Global in its character. Gentile world, the world of idolatry, will come under the rod of divine judgment. Revelation 6-19 makes that very clear. They shall throw their idols to the bats, but they won't repent of their sins, nor of their idolatry. Christendom will come under the same rod of judgment. God will give them over to believe the lie. Will abandon them to believe the lie, having failed to believe the truth of God in Christ. They will believe the lie, the message of the Antichrist, the false prophet. Then will be the great tribulation. Nothing like this has ever taken place. The Lord has one illustration of it, and that's the days of Noah. All the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he adds this word: except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. In connection with one of the judgments of Revelation 6-19, we read that one third of the ships of the sea, one third of the fish of the sea, one third of the world's population is decimated. One third. England has a population today, I'm not quite a, Great Britain say 30 or 40 millions. One third. 10 to 15 millions of people to die. India has a population with Pakistan of 600 millions. China with 700 to 800. One third are going to die. And we have little or no conception, and we fail to realize the awful judgments that lie ahead of an ungodly world. Traveling fast towards the rapids, I stood recently by the Niagara Falls and watched the river draw nigh to those falls, and over they go, a tremendous cataract down, and you hear the roar of that water as it goes down. And the world today is drawing nearer to the rapids, those awful rapids, that awful cataract of judgment, those vials of wrath. The whole world will come under the rod of divine judgment in that day. My friend, are you here tonight unsaved? Are you here out of Christ tonight? Then flee for refuge tonight, while the day of grace lasts. Make Christ your refuge. Make the salvation of God your own tonight, while the day of grace lasts. Then shall be the great tribulation. Then we read there, of course, of the false prophets, false Christs and false prophets, etc. Then the next word that I want to draw attention to is in verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, when you shall see the abomination of desolation, then shall be the great tribulation. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Here then is the end of that tribulation period. Here the 3.5 years have come to an end, and I must hurry. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Now look at the next word. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the sound of a great trumpet, with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, even from one end of heaven to the other, not to meet the Lord in heaven, in the air. These terms are used by Ezekiel. Ezekiel says they shall be scattered to the four winds. Moses said, they shall be scattered to the other end of heaven and I will gather you. It's the elect are gathered to meet the Messiah in Jerusalem. Don't let us confuse Matthew 24 with 1 Thessalonians 4. What we have here is the coming of our Lord in accordance with Revelation 19, when the heaven shall be opened, and he sees heaven opened, and the Lord Jesus coming forth and the armies of heaven behind him, and he's pronounced King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May God bless his word to you.